Good morning. It is March the 28th. This is the Cook Report. My co-host today next to me is Corinder from London, England. And we're going to talk about social media tasks. Now, I apologize. I hinted that I was going to do some more about this blog role thing. And then blog roles are important. And I was going to talk about how some of the separate assets involved in making up the blog role as part of your network is to make it a whole separate domain, or maybe just a separate landing page that you link to from your sidebar. But we're going to do that in a future show. Watch for the schedule on the cookreport.podbean.com or on blab.im. We'll have a link for that. And the show notes, of course, are also going to be linked up on the cookreport.podbean.com. So let's get into it. Because I like to be brief, and that's why you like to come back. And I appreciate the people in task and chat that are listening today. And if you're listening on your car, on your car radio or whatnot, thank you for joining us. The social media tasks that I'm talking about on the show today are going to be for LinkedIn, for Twitter, for Facebook. A fellow by the name of Christian Monroy wrote this up and gave it to topdogsocialmedia.com, who made it into an infographic. I then inverted it back into a text file, a PDF file, and that'll be available in the show notes. And basically, it talks about daily tasks that you should accomplish and weekly tasks that you should accomplish. Like, for example, in LinkedIn, just LinkedIn, six things you do every day. For example, one of the daily tasks on LinkedIn is to share a status update with relevant message into your business content. So if it's something about, oh, look at my cat, how cute it is, that's not relevant. Don't put that in LinkedIn. LinkedIn is where business goes to meet technology. You want to put your best foot forward there. So have it be relevant content in your LinkedIn environment. And the other tasks will be in the show notes. Now, Twitter also has six daily tasks. For example, on Twitter, one of them is to respond to all the mentions, not just your favorite buddies, but all the mentions you get in Twitter. Give them a feedback back. Give them a like back or thanks for a comment or so forth. You know, engage. That's why it's called social media, because we like to be social. Okay. Facebook, post daily to your Facebook page or pages, not your profile, not your personal profile, but the business pages that you have, assuming that you have a business. And that's just one of the eight, count them, eight daily tasks. That'll keep Corinder busy counting these fingers. Okay. And daily tasks, eight of them, just for Facebook. So I would encourage you to take a look at the show notes. They're going to be on there. Now, it's shout out time. A big thanks to Edinburgh Dusters for making the graphic that got the Cook Report going. As I've said many times before, they are the company that likes to clean. If you need cleaning done in Edinburgh, Scotland, give them a call. And while you're at it in Scotland, there's a new website, albadigitalmedia.com. Kevin Scullion runs that, and I want to thank Kevin for letting me know about a thing totally unrelated to this blab, but this podcast is going to shout out and thank him for Map My Ride, a way that I can exercise on my bicycle and know how many calories I used and all that good stuff. Good information. Thanks, Kevin, for that link. A big thanks to my co-host, Corinder, who's website is too long for me to try to say and spell. It'll be in the show notes.
I still finish. Sorry.
It'll be in the show notes. It still redirects from the other domain. So we'll use that one too. Yeah. And a big thank you, of course, to blab.im. Without them, this whole event wouldn't happen. I wouldn't have the audio to do the video to send to Podbean. And then in terms of Podbean, and the video, it's also available on my YouTube channel. There's a link in the show notes to the YouTube channel. And a special thank you to the guy with the four-day weekend this week, why Corinder got a gig today. Kelvin has got the day off because Oxford University over at Cambridge, they're not working today. And cool beans. So I want to thank everybody for listening. And like I say, those magic words at the end of every show, it's a wrap.